Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why are you in big trouble today? Already starting to roll in. Jimbo's on hold. He's got a double dip going on today. And we're going to help him make a decision, maybe. First, though, this via text. I'm in big trouble today because I have tickets to see In This Moment tonight. I'm going with my son. He's 18. The shirt I'm going to wear is black with big red letters that say whore.
What?
Okay.
What is In This Moment?
A band?
A band, yeah. It's a band.
Oh, I was like, is that a movie or something?
Yeah, that's a band.
Just going to wear a shirt that says whore?
To a movie?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to a band, it doesn't make a lot more sense, but
all right, Mom.
I assume it has something to do with
probably
you know, their hot song, Mom's a Whore.
Yeah, yeah.
Whore. Is that right, Maitland? You back me up on that one?
I can't confirm that they have a song called Mom's a Whore, but I think that that is the general vibe. Like, she won't be the only person there in a whore shirt.
I had no idea.
She's just trying to fit in.
This text, I'm in big trouble today because the wife is starting to put together how much I spend on outdoor Christmas decorations that I tell her are always a good deal. Ooh.
Ooh. I like the calls that we get or the texts that we get from the person who made a big mistake at work yesterday and it's going to be discovered today.
Ooh, yes. Where they just know that it's coming down on them.
Yeah. Something happened. Today's the day of reckoning because a notice comes in the mail or some kind of balance sheet is shown.
I wrote into this segment a few years ago saying a guy's wife moved in with me. And he found out where she went. Okay.
All right.
So he wrote in and said, hey, this woman just moved in with me, married.
And the man knows the address.
Tomorrow, I'm asking her to marry me.
Oh.
So that one's working out.
Oh,
assuming
okay.
She says yes.
Boy, that all is right. Romantic.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Maitland, does the Jimbo on hold need the harmonizer?
No, he does not.
Okay. Jimbo, welcome. Jimbo, why are you in big trouble today?
Hey, huge fan, first off. But, yeah, I kind of messed up. I did something that I thought only happened in TV shows and movies. About 3 weeks ago, I scheduled a date for tonight with a girl I met on Tinder.
Okay.
And earlier this week, I guess I completely forgot about it, I also scheduled another date for about 30 minutes after the first date's supposed to start with another girl that I met on Tinder.
Uh-oh.
So I have to figure out which one I'm going to cancel on and come up with an excuse as to why.
Okay.
Can you push the second date more than 30 minutes away? Could you say, hey, something came up and I gotta be somewhere else. Could we push it back a couple hours?
Yeah, and then bump the first one.
I initially thought about that, but I don't know because I'm scared the first one might run over or she might get there early.
Yeah, I think I think it'd be better to push it to another time because, what if you're hitting it off and you're good? And now you got to stand someone up and that's way worse.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, man.
Or you have to cut something really short. I don't know. I think move that to tomorrow or another day. Just come up with anything. Excuses are easy.
Jimbo, hear me out on this. What about trying to live your rom-com or situational comedy moment? Have them both invited to the same restaurant, seated on different sides, and play dibble dabble, go back and forth.
So you're saying Mrs. Doubtfire style?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have
just
to stash
a t-shirt in the bathroom to change into in between.
Yeah. You got to make sure you change your look.
Why do you have to change your look? They don't know you're on a date with the other person.
But that's what they do in the movies, and it makes it more hilarious.
Yeah, because
when they accidentally go to the table, and now they're wearing a tie when they weren't wearing a tie.
Yeah.
And
I get it, but he doesn't need to do that. They don't.
No, he does, because what if woman one happens to turn around while he's sitting down at the table with his back facing her? With woman two.
What is he wearing in your mind? A clown suit to one date and a business
suit to
the
other? It just has to be different.
Yeah.
A red shirt and a blue shirt.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds like you're making it complicated.
Add a fedora.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fedora for one date.
Fedora.
Beret for the other.
Yes. Ruin your chances completely.
Oh, but a real gentleman takes his hat off indoors.
Oh, yeah. What if you match the beret with the lady who likes douchebags and the fedora with the lady who likes French liars?
And then you get all confused and sit down at the wrong table wearing the wrong costume.
Have you considered wearing a shirt that says whore?
I should do that, actually. I heard that on the earlier segment. I should get that shirt.
Jimbo, important question. Do you think, are these both like one-night hookup kind of things, or do you have an interest in longer-term stuff with either one of them?
I genuinely have an interest. They're both way out of my league anyway. The first one's like a pediatrician and the other one's a pharmacist, and I'm not. So,
what are you? What do you do, Jimbo?
I get drugs from multiple doctors.
Yeah, doctors.
I'm in the Army.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Nobody's out of your league.
Yeah.
Wait,
all right.
Do you have one in particular that you like more, or that you've already kind of hit it off more with, or are they both on that same level playing field?
One of them happens to also be a diehard Red Sox baseball fan, so she's already kind of in the lead because of that.
Mm.
Okay, yeah, you guys both did it to yourselves, to Nomar Garciaparra.
I think there's nothing wrong with saying to the other person, hey, I like you a lot, but I met someone who I think I want to see things through with, but I just wanted to be real with you. That way, if it doesn't work out, you were honest, and you can be like, hey, it didn't work out. Number two?
Honesty is the key. You're right.
No, that's a terrible idea.
That's the worst advice I have ever heard.
That's not what Kelly would do.
No. If
not
you do,
single Kelly back in the day.
Well, I wouldn't be doubling up dates at the same time. I span them out. And then if I am hitting it off with somebody, I look at them and be like, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I got to go somewhere. I'm not going to be like, I'm going on another date.
So you're not being honest with them.
Unless they ask. If they ask.
You said, I'm going to be honest with them. And then you told us about the part where you leave out the truth.
Yes. But I say that I'm going somewhere else. If they ask where, then I would say, honestly, it's another date that now I really don't want to go on.
So,
but I don't want to be a D.
So Kelly,
I'm
you don't
go.
Think lying through omission is lying? You think that's fine?
I think if I say that I have somewhere else to go and then they ask where and I tell them, fine. But if they don't ask for those details, you don't have to give them those details right away.
So if you're
but
dating
leave them
someone,
with something, you know, leave them with something that they like. It's you're hitting it off. Don't give it all up at once. I mean, you can if you want. I don't care. But if it were me and I had breakfast and breakfast was running into lunch and I had a lunch date too, I'd be like, I got to be real with you. I got to go somewhere for lunch.
So as long as they don't ask, it's not lying. So if you were dating someone back in the day and then you met some other dude at Ducks Unlimited that you wanted to go give an HJ to in the parking lot behind Big Lots.
Okay.
And you said, hey, I got to go somewhere. And the person you're dating seriously didn't say, hey, wait a minute. Are you going to
a dating seriously?
Yeah.
That's totally different than a date.
So lies through omission are okay on a date.
No, I'm not saying that. No, that's not at all what I'm saying.
No.
And you said seriously dating, which totally changes the respect you have for the person.
So once you're dating someone seriously, no longer are you going to offer HJs to strangers
met
through Ducks Unlimited behind a Big Lots?
Unless Ducks Unlimited is having a great sale and they give me a better deal, absolutely not.
Ducks Unlimited is not a store. It's an organization that goes with the quest to save all ducks.
Okay.
And allow their unlimited potential to flourish.
Yes, well, then I'll do unlimited HJs to save those ducks.
Okay.
I mean, as long as there are ducks involved.
Jimbo, did that clear everything up?
It does. Thank you. I'm going to definitely lie to them. Thanks, Kelly.
Yes. Sure. Definitely. Absolutely. 100%.
Thank you, Jimbo. That's going to be trouble.
Yeah, you got to bump one of them.
Yeah, just
you
got to
give yourself
just
time.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, see, that's where if you've got kids, they're real handy.
You have
nobody
the kids
can ever
go and hang out with one of the girls?
No, because you know you always kids are always an excuse. Like, hey, I'm sorry,
so
something
you
came
your
up.
Children to lie,
absolutely.
Jump on him, free beer.
No, he already knows that.
He's honest.
He should lie.
He's honest about his lying.
I'm 100% honest about lying. I'm not talking out of both sides of my
Howings
mouth.
Howings has been pro-lying since this started.
Absolutely.
I'm not lying. I'm just not giving all of the details immediately unless they ask.
Yeah.
Like you go, he's as bad as me. Get him, please.
But you won't.
Mm-hmm. No, you won't because I'm being honest about my lying.
What am I going to do? Say
you're
yes.
You're using your children to lie.
Absolutely.
That's
the best reason to have kids. No. So in those situations, you can go, hey, look, I was really looking forward to tonight, but something came up and I got to take my kid to this thing. So how about can we do it tomorrow or like schedule for early next week? Because I really want to see you, but I can't tonight.
Kelly, you got to understand, before Hot Wings had kids, when you'd ask him to do something, he'd just do this. Well, I don't know. And then never answer. Or he'd come up with something corny like, well, I do have a tree I have to plant because the roots are about 2 weeks away from root rot. That's the dumbest answer I've ever heard in my life.
That's a real thing.
I just asked if you want to go to a movie.
In the ground.
The fact that we fell for that, too. We know Hot Wings wouldn't let a tree get that close to root rot.
Right?
You'd be surprised.
Pathetic.
Yeah. This one, it's such an easy thing. Just bump the earlier date an hour earlier and the later date an hour later.
Yes. Exactly.
Be like, sorry, schedules, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. My 14-year-old is cracking up over that HJ on a date talk.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hey, 14-year-old, ask the adult in the car what a BJ is. Or
freezer.
Tell them.
Oh, they don't need to ask. That's been brought up on the bus.
If they're laughing, they know.
They know.
That is a nice young man named Benjamin Jr.
Yeah. Ask someone how they swallowed your little sister. Well, that's fun for me and no one else.
Yeah.
One of my kids told me a very dirty joke last night.
Did they know it was dirty? Did they know what they were saying? What was it?
I can't tell you right now.
What a tease.
Segment 17,
I gotta,
maybe?
Maybe. I got to tell you, I laughed. I didn't explain. Part of it was you won't have the advantage of not knowing that it was going to be dirty. And then when it was pretty dirty, the punchline was, if you put that in me again, I'm leaving.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. So I did not see that around the corner. This text, ask him what a ZJ is.
ZJ?
If you got to ask, you can't afford it. Y'all never heard this joke before?
No.
Well, you can't afford it. That's all the joke is. You know what a ZJ is? No. Well, you got to ask. Can't afford it.
Oh, I can't afford it then.
Yeah.
Oh. Also, my legs don't move like that. 1-800-947-3979. Why are you in big trouble? Hold on. We're getting a lot of texts about Ducks Unlimited because I used it wrong. I don't even know what it is. I just know that one of my teachers used to wear a sweater with that written on it all the time.
That's a real place?
It's an organization.
Yeah.
Are they the ones that do like the racist shirts?
I don't think Ducks Unlimited has anything to do with
not.
Perpetuating racism by shirts.
I will say there was a special edition camouflage Suburban you could buy that was upfitted by Ducks Unlimited in
the
1980s. Yeah, it looked like a military vehicle and had these spotlights on it for hunting. It was badass. My dad brought one home one time. I wish I had one. I bet they're worth a lot of money.
Well, you got to join Ducks Unlimited.
Yeah, it was rad. It was like the same idea as like the Eddie Bauer edition Explorer or whatever, but it was a Ducks Unlimited. It was camo.
Ducks Unlimited does not protect ducks, LOL. What does it do then?
I'm on their website right now, ducks.org. Ducks Unlimited conserves, restores, and manages wetlands and associated habitats for North America's waterfowl.
Oh, you mean like protecting ducks?
Yes, that's exactly what I do.
Well, this person texted, and I'm assuming it's written in this voice. Ducks Unlimited actually does a lot for the conservation and protection of ducks. They are federally protected and the most hunted animals on the planet. Without them, the population would be gone and land would be ruined. They're a huge shining light in the hunting world, along with the NRA, not just for liberals with guns. It's a lifestyle.
Wait, what?
Boy, so I just replied.
I just replied,
cool.
Okay.
Yeah, one was against Ducks Unlimited. I just think it's a funny term that I wanted to say. The idea of Kelly meeting someone at Ducks Unlimited that she had to give an HJ to behind a Big Lots is a ridiculous sentence. Are you also going to make Big Lots liberal and conservative stupid? What is wrong with you?
Also, ducks are delicious. So protect them all you want. I'm still going to eat them. They're so good.
You know what would make ducks better?
They're too cute to eat.
If you shoved more food inside their belly till they were about to explode, then that'd be a good duck. Just kidding. That's gross. And I don't like it.
Stupid French.
All right. We strayed a little bit from.
Did we?
Why are you in big trouble?
I don't know. I thought that this was the end goal.
Yeah.
Talk about ducks.
Ooh, this is interesting. Not only am I an HJ enjoying Ducks Unlimited member since the 90s, I'm also a member of the NWTF, National Wild Turkey Federation.
Hell yeah.
I thought the last word was going to be bleeping, and the word before that's a word you say after lasagna.
That's a real thing. The National Wild Turkey Federation.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Wow. I believe their primary goal as an organization is to go and take farm turkeys and rescue them and release them in the wild.
Yep, that's it. I'm reading it right here on their website. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yeah. They're teaching them to speak English, Spanish, and Canadian French.
Canadian? Not French Canadian, but no. Canadian French.
Well, total, it's between total Spanish in Mexico and yeah. Spain Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Spanish, Spain.
Absolutely.
Spain.
Yeah.
Should we do more of this?
Yep.
I don't even know how we're going to do more of this.
Probably.
Why are you in a big trouble today? This text, I'm confused. It said you said people are getting on you for not knowing what Ducks Unlimited is. Then Kelly read what it is, and it seems like you said exactly what it is. You're right. You're the smartest texter today.
It's 100% true. Yeah, that's what happens all the time. We always say everything 100% accurate, and then people can't hear right.
That is so true.
I know.
It's something a liar would say. Why are you in big trouble today? 1-800-947-3979. That's next.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.